a moving company you found online. They quote you $500 for the day. They load all your furniture into the truck. Drive to your new place here in Burnaby. And suddenly the four men says, the stairs were tricky and it took longer than expected. The bill is now $1,500. Pay cash right now or we drive away with all your stuff. The law book tells us this is essentially extortion, but it happens every single day. Under the BC Business Practices and Consumer Protection Act, this is a deceptive and unconscionable act. A business cannot give you an estimate and then massively inflate it once they have your property. Here is the everyday tip. Do not get into a physical fight. If you have to, pay the money under protect so they unload your bed and your computer. Get a receipt. Then the very next day, file a claim with the CRT for the $1,000 difference. Moving companies know they are breaking the law. So when they receive an official CRT dispute notice, they often settle immediately to avoid a binding legal judgment on their public record. Since travel has opened back, many of us are flying again, whether it's quick hop down to Seattle or a long haul flight across the Pacific to visit family. Let's assume you are at YVR Airport. Your flight is delayed by 6 hours. You miss your connection. The airline agent hands you a $15 meal voucher and says, sorry, it's a staffing issue. There is nothing else we can do. However, the law book tells us in Canada, we have the Air Passenger Protection Regulations. If a flight is delayed or canceled for a reason within the airline's control, and staffing issues are almost always within their control, they own you more than a sandwich. Depending on the size of the airline and the length of the delay, you are legally entitled to cash compensation, sometimes up to $1,000. But one pitfall is the airlines will not voluntarily hand you a check. They will offer you travel credits, hoping you just accept them and walk away. Here is the tip. Do not accept the lowball travel voucher. You have the right to demand cash to your bank account. You file a claim through the airline's website. If they deny it, blaming safety or weather, what it was actually their fault. you can take that claim straight to the CRT or the Canadian Transportation Agency. Know your worth when you wait at the gate. Next, we listen to a song track called A House With by Dennison Whitmer. Welcome back to CJSF 91 FM. 90.1 FM for folks in their late 20s or 30s. This is the era of weddings, big anniversary parties, and major events. And that means signing contracts with vendors. Assume you have this case, you hire a photographer for a major live event. You sign a contract and pay $3,000 up front. The event goes beautifully, but then months go by, the photographer stops returning your emails. Or worse, they finally send the photos, but they are covered in massive watermarks. And the photographer demands an extra $500 for the high-resolution digital rights that were not mentioned in the original contract. We can refer to the law that this is a classic breach of contract, mixed with a little bit of copyright law. While a photographer does own the copyright to the images they take, they are legally bound by the terms of the service agreement. If the agreement promised the digital delivery of the gallery, they cannot change the terms after the fact. The take-home message here is, when dealing with creative services, ensure the contract explicitly states what the final deliverable is. For example, 100 high resolution unwatermarked digital files. If they fail to deliver, this is yet another perfect case for the CRT. You can file for an order of specific performance, which means the tribunal legally orders the photographer to hand over the photos, not just refund your money. Let's talk about the digital economy. We all subscribe to things: meal delivery kits, software, premium apps, or fitness programs. Here is a case: you sign up for a free 14-day trial of a meal kit service. On day 13, you try to cancel, but there is no cancel button on the website. Instead, the fine print says you have to call a 1-800 number between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. on a weekday. You call, wait on hold for 2 hours, have to go to a meeting, and hang up. The next day, your credit card is charged $150. But we know from the law book, BC consumer law strictly regulates what we call negative option billing and continuing services contracts. A business cannot deliberately build a maze to trap you into a subscription. If you agree to the service online with the click of a button, the law increasingly expects that you must be able to cancel it with the same case, with the same ease. The tip here is if a company makes it impossible to cancel and charges you anyway, you don't actually have to fight them directly. Call your credit card company. Tell them you attempted to cancel within the terms. The merchant obstructed you and you want to initiate a charge back. The bank will pull the money right out from the merchant's account and put it back into yours. Let Visa or MasterCard or American Express be your lawyer. Let's now listen to another sound check. For the rest 10 minutes of this show, I plan to add the French program into Richard's show for a beginning trial. Next, we listen to a sound check called Went for a Ride by Adia Victoria. Also, we are discussing the law of the every man in this show. If you have any comments, experience to share, welcome to calling in live during the music playing hour. Our hotline is 778-782-2573. I'm looking forward to hearing from our audience. Bonjour à tous. Bienvenue sur CJSF 90.1 FM. Je m'appelle Richard. Je suis étudiant à SFU. Aujourd'hui à Burnaby, il fait beau. C'est le printemps. Je suis très heureux d'être avec vous pour ce segment français. J'aime beaucoup la musique folk. Voici une artiste française que j'adore. Pomme. Sa voix est très douce et mélancolique. La chanson s'appelle « Sans toi ». Écoutons ensemble sur 90.1 FM.
Je suis descendu du train. Je suis descendu du train. Paris au petit matin.
Bienvenue J2D L'informatique à SFU. En ce moment, je suis très occupé avec mon thèse sur l'animation faciale et la biomécanique. C'est un travail passionnant, mais intense. Pour me relaxer, j'aime boire un café à Burnaby et regarder les fleurs au campus. Le café ici est très bon. C'est tout pour aujourd'hui. Merci de votre écoute sur CGSF 90,1 FM. La semaine prochaine, nous allons parler de cuisine française. Bonne journée à tous les auditeurs de Burnaby et d'ailleurs. Au revoir. Inside